It is time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. I've got Nicole Karma sitting opposite me. Nicole, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you? Now, there's around about this time of year, only one thing Sydney gets really, really excited about talking about, and it is Mardi Gras.
And it's particularly exciting this year, I think, not just because it's 40 years, but because we've now got marriage equality.
I know.
But also Cher's coming.
See, I was wondering if anyone's going to mention that. I did drop into the Hollywood earlier and saw that they've completely redone the Hollywood Hotel with nothing but Cher images.
Of course,
everywhere.
Of course. Yeah, I think everyone is just bursting at the seams, excited. But you know, it hasn't always been like that. And it's had
not.
A very kind of interesting and very fraught past. And so the first Mardi Gras parade in Sydney was actually started as part of a worldwide International Gay Solidarity Day to commemorate the Stonewall Riots in New York in 1969. Mm. And so in Sydney, crowds gathered at Taylor Square, and it was on the evening of the 24th of June 1978, 40 years ago. And as the parade moved down Oxford Street, police intervened and confiscating the lead truck and arresting the driver. And so, of course, the crowds that gathered weren't very happy about that.
Not at all.
Who then marched up William Street to Darlinghurst, where they clashed with police. And it became what was called at the time a 2-hour spree of screaming, bashing and arrests. And 53 people were arrested in total. It's a lot.
It's a
people.
Lot.
Especially considering that parade wasn't actually quite as big as they are now.
No.
And so it was a very difficult time, and it caused a lot of hurt and pain. And I don't think it was only until, I think, 2016 that the New South Wales Police Force actually officially apologised for that, for the hurt and pain caused at that time.
Took quite a while.
Took quite a while, but and I think they have been marching with, there's been a police, New South Wales Police march in the parade since, I think it's since 2013, I'm not sure, but it's taken a long time for a lot of change. I mean, you know, the fact that we still had this marriage equality thing going.
It's just ridiculous.
It's taken a long time to have. And there's still more change to come, I think, in general attitudes and that sort of thing.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. More acceptance. And I think that's really what the parade is all about. And it's now just, you know, one of the largest of its kind in the world.
Really?
And there's so much to love about. There's so much to do during the lead up. It's not just about the parade as well. But there's also this really interesting, the City of Sydney History Team and Sydney's Pride History Group collaborated to put together a walking tour, which you can find in the City of Sydney's Culture Walks app, and you can get that on pretty much any operating system.
That is a great app, by the way.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of history tours, actually, but this one's called Parade, and it's around structured around Oxford Street and surrounds, and really focuses on the area's LGBTQI history. So it's kind of refocused solely on that, and there's some really interesting, there's 21 stops in total, so lots to see.
21? That's huge.
Yeah. It's an epic tour. And that you kind of take a tour. And there's also some stories, like oral histories embedded in the tour and links to the Dictionary of Sydney for more information. But, you know, to bars like Patches and Ruby Reds that were kind of really well-known gay and lesbian, exclusively gay and lesbian bars that really were a sanctuary for the community for a long time. But also the Gay and Lesbian Holocaust Memorial in Green Park, which is right near the Sydney Jewish Museum.
I do remember
opposite that. And that was installed, I think, in 2001 and commemorates the homosexual men and women who were tortured and murdered and persecuted in Nazi Germany. And it's in the shape of a pink triangle, which, of course, as we know, was the symbol that was forced upon.
Yeah.
And in many respects, actually, I've seen that symbol appear in Mardi Gras parades since then as well. So it's kind of been
reclaimed,
I suppose. But there's also a really great exhibition going on at the Tap Gallery, Art Gallery in Surry Hills on Riley Street.
Tap Gallery, it's a very lovely place.
It's great, and it's on until the 4th of March, so not a lot of time to see it, so definitely check it out. It's called Serving in Silence, and it's about LGBTI service in the Australian Defence Force since World War II. And there are some really fascinating stories, but one in particular, Yvonne Sillitz. She joined the Women's Royal Australian Army Corps in 1979. And she rose up in the ranks and had a top security clearance. I was just fascinated by this story, only to be dismissed after her sexuality was exposed and after 10 years of service. And there's quite a few stories like that. I think it's really important to read these stories and talk about this stuff because it's not that long ago, and it's something that's, it's just very sad.
It's not that long ago, and as you pointed out, it's not uncommon.
No, that's right. And I think it's still, go, there's still discrimination, and I think we need to really be aware of its contemporary relevance as well.
I could not agree more. Look, we will have links to the Culture Walks app up on the 2SER.com website. And, of course, people can always read more
at dictionarysydney.org.
Nicole Carmer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will talk Dictionary of Sydney again this time next week. But do check 2SER.com for links to all of that. And I can't recommend the Culture Walks app enough, to be honest. It's a great way of feeling like you're learning a brand new thing about your city. And it's actually just really well put together as well. We are 10 minutes away from 8:30 news. Here's some jaunty. This is Alien.